We're going to start this morning by talking about the Everest. So much discussion about who will gain these last four or five slots heading towards the October 14 race. One horse that hasn't gained a lot of discussion yet, but may turn it around on Saturday, is Russian Revolution. For Peter and Paul Snowden, runs for Newgate and for the China Horse Club, as well as other owners. It resumes in the McEwen Stakes at Moonee Valley on Saturday. And online from America is Michael Wallace from the China Horse Club. Hello to you, Mike.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. A lot of discussion on the Everest down here. Where does the whole team sit with Russian Revolution and maybe a berth going in the future for this horse?
No, I think at this stage, you know, we're keeping all options open. It's pretty evident we've got a two-race, plan sort of set out before then, which will guide us and probably a few other people as where he goes post those two races.
He's obviously a very talented horse. Are you just thinking that if he runs well in those two, that maybe a slot automatically comes, that if he shows the form?
Well, you know, at the moment, obviously, we don't have a slot. So, you know, that's up for somebody that has one to just sort of, you know, determine that he's competitive enough. And, it's a sort of race where you don't want to make up numbers. But he's a very talented horse. He's a very powerful colt with a good pedigree. And winning Group 1 races is obviously the main focus for his long-term career. But the options are open, we'll keep assessing them as we took the weeks along.
Michael, you travel around the world there. As I say, you're currently in America. The concept of the Everest, it is getting amazing publicity here. What do you think of the concept?
Well, I think it's great. Anything that brings racing into the mainstream, which hopefully it should do, has to be seen in a positive light. I don't think anybody should ever be begrudged or from trying something new. So it's an exciting concept. It's got everybody talking, and everybody's looking forward to the day and seeing the results.
All the reports seem to be pretty solid about the horse going into the weekend. What are you hearing, mate?
Yeah, no, happy. Work was good there and got on his right leg at Moonee Valley there the other day. So he's been tripped around a little bit. He went up to Brisbane, he was down to Melbourne, and, he's matured a little bit. He's a very high-talented Group 1 winning colt. So on his day, he's easily capable of winning these races.
I know that it was a heavy track back on Group 1 Galaxy Day, but you won the race, and the form around it stacks up pretty good now. You defeated Red Zell.
Yeah, exactly. So to win a Galaxy like that was great. And, as you say, Red Zell's come out and stamped his mark, and he's a horse that looks an ideal candidate for the Everest. So come out bigger and stronger, and it's nice to have them in the same stable where we can get a line on where we sit.
Talking with Michael Wallace from the China Horse Club, Mike, you've got interest in a number of other horses for the carnival. How's it sort of coming up at this early stage?
We've got a couple of nice colts there, and Vader ran very well against the older horses. First up, final sectionals were very good, so pleased with him. He takes his place in a very strong race on Saturday. The sort of six furlongs, we'll see him doing his best work late, but we're really looking forward to getting him to seven on Golden Rose Day. He's a Group 1 winner, and he's got a big weight imposed with the penalty this week. So looking forward to Golden Rose Day with him. And assimilate, well, everybody saw the flashing light on him. He goes straight to Golden Rose, and, he has Group 1 potential. And, hopefully on Golden Rose Day we might see that.
The China Horse Club, as I say, have been very active around the world in purchasing horses. This is what it's all about, isn't it? Getting colts like the three that we've been talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's what we set out to do at the start of each sort of year. So to get yourself in a position and sort of to have Russian, Revolution and Vader already done it, and, colts like Assimilate waiting in the wings, it's satisfying. But, that was last week, and, you've always got to look to next week and get something else done.
Understand. You're in America with the Keeneland sales beginning on Monday, so the work for you beginning on a different front there.
Yeah, exactly. So different type of scenario. you know, we're looking for more two-turn, sort of 2,000-metre, three-year-old Kentucky Derby-type horses here, as opposed to our early two-year-old six, seven furlong colts at home. So slightly different, but, you know, hopefully the end result finishes up the same place.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing your horses, particularly a lot of interest in Russian Revolution down in Melbourne, but certainly from Invader going towards, as you say, multiple Group 1 races during the carnival. Let's hope that horse runs well as well. Thanks for your time, Mike.
Good as gold. Keep in touch.
Yeah, Michael Wallace joining us there from America, from the China Horse Club.